Hi, this is Eileen from the Sanctuary for Independent Media, and I'm here with Agustina Nelson and Sorkin Nelson, and I would like to ask them a couple of questions about the West African dance. I figured it was a good subject because we are in the Black History Month, and I tried one of the classes, and trust me, it worked out. So I want the audience to know a little bit more about the dance. So, hi, Agustina. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, then. I'm glad that you're here with me. So, what are the characteristics of the West African dance?
Actually, it's all about stamping of your feet and clapping of hands and also maintaining a steady rhythm.
Okay, that's nice. And there is a way that you can describe for the audience how you dance? I think you did pretty good job, but can you elaborate a little bit more? I noticed that Zorki was doing something with the drums, and it was a cue of what to do.
Well, you know, that's the cue we do each dance. Because, and when you go back to the dates, you know, in African dance, we don't have a cue. You know, African dance, we just do it like a rock and roll dance.
Okay.
But right now, the young guys is coming. You know, we like to give them the break. So when they hear the break, they know they have to change the steps to another steps.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So it helped them more to be, you know, do the dance.
Okay. It's a performing act. And among most culture, like African culture, and it's all also about body movements.
Okay. Yeah, it was fun, but it was hard.
Yeah,
it wasn't so easy. It was fun though. So, who inspired you, Agustina, to learn how to dance West African? It was taught by your family. Is it a cultural thing? Everybody has to learn it, or I mean, who? Give me your take.
It's in our family. That's how I'm gonna put it. It's in our family because I grew up among drumming and dancing. It's like music then. It's in our family, and also it is my talent. I love it. I enjoy dancing. So yeah, it's something that I grew in with.
Okay. And what about the drums, Sorki? Can you tell me how do you learn?
Well, I was 7 and I started steady how to play the drum because, like Augustina said, in Africa, you know, we came from a family which is music and dance they do. When we wake up, that's all we saw. My mom is the dancer. My dad is the drummer. Sometimes when my mom is going to dance, you know, Africa, you know, we carry the baby. They carry the baby on their back. So whatever they're doing about drumming, my eyes can see. So it looked like I get, you know, idea from my parents because that's what they do. So that's the way I start learning how to be drumming and everything.
That's great. I hope everybody will do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that means, Agustina, you have been dancing your entire life?
Yes, I've been dancing since I was a child, like say about 5 years. But when I was like 2 years, my mom used to tell me that anytime I heard any music playing, I'll just get up and start shaking my body. So, yeah. But I remember 5 years, I started learning how to do our culture, normal culture dance.
And what about teaching the dance? How long have you done it? When I met you, when I came to the dance, you told me that you came here to this country to teach this dance. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. So I started teaching about 8 years ago now. And for me coming to this country, yes, I came to teach African drum and dance and to inspire most people that doesn't have much interest in African drum and dance thing. So yeah, moving to New York here, it's I was so excited and I feel so great. And I've been teaching and performing in theaters and school and touring around.
Okay, that's lovely. Well, you got me here. I really loved it. I want everybody to come to your dance because it was great. It was a great experience. Okay, so you have been here for 8 years. How have you feel leaving your country and being in a foreign land?
Right now it feels great. I mean, I was excited to come in here in the first place, but then sometimes I kind of mix back home a little bit. You know how we do things over there, it's kind of different from here. So yeah, whilst you keep staying here, you keep learning how things goes here too. So yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Okay. And Sorki, do you always accompany her with the drums?
Yes.
Do you always do it?
Always I do that. And, you know, that's my job, you know. I was drumming when I was 7, and I'm doing this all my life. And drumming brought me here, you know. And when I came over here, it's not like that. But now a lot of things change. So what I do right now, you know, we perform, we teaching. I go schools, I do after school programs, you know, I travel a lot, you know, so I just think I have to, you know, put myself down here to stay here because I travel all the way everywhere in this country.
Okay.
You know, so it's great, you know, we're doing this, you know, to wake up people, make people exercise. And what we're doing right here, always I tell people, is better than you go to the gym. Because this one, when you do it, you can feel all your body. Like, hey,
yes.
This we need. You go to the gym, you're wasting your money. Come to this African dance and drumming classes.
That is great, and I agree with you. 15 minutes into the dance, mm-hmm. I look at my watch, mm-hmm. and the activity was 150 or more. So yep. People get dancing. Yep. And come with water, mm-hmm. come prepared. Yep. So what else will you want people to know about West African dance? I think you covered it all, but anything else that I missed to ask you, or would you like to tell the audience?
Well, everything we say is about the dance, you know. We want people more to try and show up and come and see how they, you know, their body will feel, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you feel sick, but when you dance, you wake up. All your sickness go away, you know?
Okay.
So we try to let people to know about African dance. They need to try and show up.
Okay. And where can the audience go to try West African dance?
Okay, so right now we are doing the Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. in Albany, Howie Library, 105 Scala Street in Albany. You can just contact 518-937-2165, or you can sign up online and just come straight right here, and it's free.
Yes, it's free, and also is part of the CDPHP, which is the Capital District Physicians Healthcare Network. But if you don't have that, you can still come in. It's free, and trust me, they will really move all your body to the core. You will enjoy it.
And it's for all ages, too.
Oh, yes, yes. You can bring your little ones. I don't know if you hear, but the people are actually waiting. They give me a little bit of time to do this interview, but they're ready to dance. And I see the moms, and I see gentlemen, and I see children. So it's, the whole family can benefit from this. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. So you guys can hear the drum and the dance.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Hope to see y'all all next week, Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys. And this is Eileen Javier from the Sanctuary for Independent Media. And that was Agustina Nelson and Sorki Nelson.